Welcome to the Navy SEAL Mindset. I'm your host, William Branham. Hope you guys are ready to dive in. Let's get ready to roll. This is the Navy SEAL Mindset, episode 001. I'm a retired Navy SEAL. I spent 26 years serving this great nation in the SEAL teams as a sniper instructor. I spent time at the headquarters. I spent a fair amount of time solving problems, designing clothing, which is something weird that you wouldn't think that a Navy SEAL would say. Yes, I designed clothing or just tactical high-performance textiles. Ran a program that was responsible for all of the ballistic protection that we wear on the battlefield, all of the combat uniforms, the winter warfare uniforms. Worked with companies like Patagonia, Massif, Sierra Designs, and others. And then one day, I retired from the military, 26 years. That was potentially the hardest military mission I've ever been on. And I'm still on that mission. I went from having mission, purpose, and a team. And I'm going to be honest with you, I had a badass purpose, a badass mission, and a badass team. And then all of a sudden one day, boom, it was gone. Just like that Avengers movie where Thanos snaps his fingers, half the world's population goes away, you're having dinner with your family, and all of a sudden they're gone. Where'd they go? Where are they coming back? What's going on? And you're completely lost. You have no idea what to do, where to go, or how to do it. And that's really what I felt like. One day I had a purpose, I had a mission, and I had a team. And the next day I had nothing. It was as if my family was gone. And so over the last 4 years, I've had to reinvent myself. I had to figure out what my purpose is, what's my mission, and who's going to be on my team. Because I believe that's what every man and woman needs in the world. They need a purpose, they need a mission, and they need a team. Sometimes that is family, taking care of family. A woman, for the most part, not all of them, have this built-in, motherly, nurturing response that comes from evolution. That's their purpose. That's their mission in life. Not all women. Some women are like, I don't want kids. The end. But many others, my youngest daughter, Emily, she can't wait to be a mom. Men, providers, protectors, provide for the family, protect the family. That's generally our purpose. I lost my purpose. I lost my purpose, even though I'm a provider and a protector for more than one family. I have lots of families, apparently. But I lost my purpose. That sucked. So let me just back up a little bit. I didn't mean to get all down into the weeds. I'm going to tell you, so you know who I am, what I do, or what I used to do is I used to hunt bad guys. I used to train future leaders. I used to shoot guns, blow things up, jump out of airplanes, dive in all seven seas. I'm sure there's a story or a quote or something I could probably recite right now that says something about being a frogman. I did a lot of cool stuff with a lot of amazing people, men and women. And now, part of that process of healing and getting better and figuring out my new mission and my new purpose and building my new team, which is, I call that building my new SEAL team, is so my new mission. I started let me back up a little bit. When I retired, when I got out of the military, I had a lot of noise in my head. I had a lot of stress, anxiety, sometimes maybe fear. I'm not sure what the right word is. But it had a lot of noise. I'll call it noise, a lot of baggage. And with that baggage, I had to figure out what to do with it. And so what I would do is I would just pour myself glasses of vodka every night, and I would drink myself to sleep, thinking that was turning down the noise. It didn't turn down the noise. It just made everything numb and dull. And so I was relying on alcohol turn down this noise in my head. And then one day, I was with a very good friend of mine. His name is Ray Cash Care, former Navy SEAL. He's grown quite a bit since he got out of the military. Again, a very good friend of mine, Instagram influencer, leadership coach, professional. And yes, he does go by Ray Cash Care, former Navy SEAL. It's just fun to say it and also to make fun of him a little bit just because I can. But anyway, very good friend of mine. We were having lunch one day, and this was 2019, and a friend of mine, and as a friend, I said, you know, Ray, when I'm done here, I'm going to see if I can find some CBD, because I think maybe the CBD that you have here in Virginia is better than the CBD that we have in Hawaii. This was, again, 2019. CBD was barely legal federally, barely. And so Ray was like, oh, you want CBD? I've got some at my house. So we went back to his house. He gave me a bottle. I tried it. Maybe it worked for me. Maybe it didn't. Actually, it did, but I didn't notice anything. Maybe I was a little less pissed off the next morning. Maybe I slept a little better. Not really sure. But what I did notice over time, and again, I didn't notice anything really right away, but I noticed over time is my fuse got a lot longer. And so the analogy that I use for that is water boils at 212 degrees. I was probably living my life at 210 degrees. So it didn't take much for me to hit that boiling point. It didn't take much to sort of push me over that edge, to blow my top, to really lose my temper. But what did happen after I did a little bit of a self-assessment at the end, I noticed things after I finished that bottle, things that weren't bothering me for a super long time started bothering me again. And that's when I started doing the self-assessment. I was like, well, maybe it was CBD, maybe it wasn't. And so I bought a different brand. I tried it. I had similar results. And I thought to myself, maybe CBD is my new mission, my new purpose, the new thing that I'm going to do. I can get behind this. It was new and hip. And so I'm like, oh, maybe I should jump on the bandwagon before anyone else does. But I don't really know where to start. I don't know how to do any of that. So I was at a business conference. And Ray was one of the keynote speakers. And he invited me out as his VIP guest. So I got to go to all the VIP portions of this business conference, which if you ever go to an event, you should buy the VIP option because you're just going to get more value out of the event. But anyway, I bought this, you know, I got to go for free. I just had to pay my own travel. And there was a Q&A with the two guys running the event, Bedros Koulian and Craig Ballantyne. And there was a girl that went up on stage and she was putting CBD into kinesiology tape, like rock tape, like you see athletes have on the shoulders and knees and things like that. It's very popular now. And so I was like, CBD, oh, I think I want to be in the CBD industry. I don't know that. I don't know for sure. So I followed her, you know, after the Q&A, I followed her and I was like, hey, you're the CBD girl, right? And she was like, yeah, can you maybe back off there, crazy man? I was like, oh, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm interested in CBD. I think, maybe I want to work for you. She said, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to do A to B, B to B, or B to C? And I said, I don't know what those letters mean. I want to do C, B, D. And so she laughed and said, haha, well, why don't you just start your own CBD company? I had no intention of starting my own CBD company. I want to work for her. I want her to train me what to do, and I want to help her grow her business. But she was not in a position to do that. So she said, why don't you just start your own CBD company? And so I said, I don't know how to do that. And she leaned in really closely and she said, you are a Navy SEAL. You can figure it out. So I politely asked her for my man card back. Kind of humiliating. No big deal. So I asked her for my man card back. She gave it back to me. And I promised to never give it up so easily again. So I went home and I Googled how to start a CBD company. I found out the industry is incredibly dirty. So I went searching for the highest quality suppliers. And then I started our CBD company called Naked Warrior Recovery. And then our mission at Naked Warrior Recovery is 22 to zero. 22 veterans take their lives every single day. My dad is one of those 22 veterans. My dad spent 20 years in the Navy, and about 4 months after I graduated from SEAL training, he took his own life. He is one of those 22. He had some weird stuff going on in his life, weird stuff in his head, and he decided to end his life. And I have had more friends than I would like to admit take their life. And that's not okay. So our mission at Naked Warrior Recovery is 22 to zero. Eliminate veteran suicide. So I got into this CBD business and I realized that everyone was like, is telling me, you need to run ads. You need to run ads on Facebook. I had no Facebook account. I had no Instagram account. I had a LinkedIn account. I didn't have TikTok or MySpace or anything else. I thought it was all stupid. You know, they do tell us in the SEAL teams not to advertise the nature of your work. And who the hell wants to know anything about me in the first place? So that was one of the first hurdles I had to get over as I transitioned into this civilian world. People aren't going to buy from you if they don't know anything about you. So that was step number one, start a social presence. Very uncomfortable for me. Then one of my business coaches said, you need to get on Bedros Koulian, the guy who put on that summit. He said, you need to get on as many podcasts as you can and as big a podcast as you can. And so I was like, okay, check. So in the last 24 months, I really took it to heart. And I've been over well over 400 podcasts in the last 24 months. It was like a full-time job. It was like, what the? Three a day sometimes from, you know, most of them in the United States, a few in Canada, a few in the UK, a few in Australia, and a few in Saudi Arabia. All talking about my story, talking about CBD, talking about whatever. So through that process, you know, using someone else's audience, I was like, okay, well, this is helping, and I'm learning more about myself because people were asking me hard questions about me or leadership and things like that. And then some of the interviewers and some of my business coaches asked me, why aren't you coaching? Why aren't you teaching people leadership, the skills that you learned in the military? And I was like, I don't have any. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what to do. And they said, you do. Just go do it. So I started training people, or I started coaching some friends of mine just for free. Just like, hey man, let's get on a call once a week and let's talk about what's bothering you, what you're struggling with, and see if I can help you work through some of those things. And it turns out I did pretty good at that. I did pretty good at coaching my friends on how to improve their life, how to become better leaders. And so I was like, well, let's see if anyone will pay me money for this. And so I just put a post out on social media saying, hey, I'm, you know, I don't do this often, but if you're interested in coaching with me, you know, learning how to think like a Navy SEAL, how to lead like a Navy SEAL, I might have some room for you. And so I had some people reach out to me, and I've had some very good success in that arena. Helping other people lead their teams, build sales teams, build processes in their businesses. Who knew that the things that you do in the military, or specifically the SEAL teams for me, would work out, would help other businesses? And it turns out it does. It's pretty awesome. You know, I think when I was thinking about doing this first episode, I was going to talk about some other well-known SEALs, and one of those was going to be Jocko Willink. I was going to, you know, mention Jocko. When most people think about Navy SEAL mindset, they think about either Jocko, they think about Goggins, or maybe they think about Rob O'Neill, who was the man who killed Bin Laden. He has a podcast called The Operators Podcast. I think you should go check it out. He's a very good, Rob is a very good storyteller. He's very smart. I know both Jocko and Rob, both of those guys are incredibly smart. So anything they say, you should probably go listen to what they have to say, because you're going to get some good stuff out of it. The guy I don't know well, I've never met, I don't know him at all, is Goggins. I have my opinions about Goggins, but I'm not going to put those on this show. But the Navy SEAL mindset is not specifically get out there and hard, motherfucker, stay hard. That's not what it's all about. That's a little bit of it. That's the teeny tiny itty bitty piece of it. Being resilient, having grit and grind. That's some of it, but that's not really what the Navy SEAL mindset is all about. But we will talk about that some on this show. Anyway, that's probably enough for today, for this first episode, for the kickoff of the Navy SEAL Mindset, episode 001. I'm your host, William Branham. You guys stay awesome. Don't forget to get naked. You know what? Next episode, we'll talk about how to get naked and what that really means. You guys stay awesome. Don't forget to get naked. Talk to you soon. Hey, this is William Branham, retired Navy SEAL, 26 years of service, and I have a free gift for you. Go to 5SEALSecrets.com, the number 5, SEAL as in Navy SEAL, 5SEALSecrets.com. Go download your free copy of these 5 SEAL secrets, and I'll give you a secret. The secret is naked. Naked is an acronym. Go over there and find out what it is. 5SEALSecrets.com, totally free. All you got to do is give me your name and email so I can send that to you, and it's all yours. Then you can start learning how to think like a Navy SEAL. Talk to you guys soon.